Energy Justice in California. I'm Randy Simon, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. California put in place a cap-and-trade program in 2013. In such a program, companies pay penalties if they exceed a cap in carbon emissions, but they can buy and sell allowances that permit them to emit a given amount. Trading gives companies a strong incentive to save money by cutting emissions. Since taking effect, the California program has raised more than $6.5 billion and is the fourth largest in the world. But there's more to it than just reducing carbon emissions. The state law directs 35% of these greenhouse gas auction proceeds to benefit low-income neighborhoods and disadvantaged communities. The goal is to democratize climate policies and benefits by addressing energy inequality. Low-income households pay more for utilities per square foot than the average household, by some estimates at triple the rate. The cap-and-trade money in California is being put to use to try to address some of these problems. For example, a farm worker housing project in the Central Valley now has energy-efficient heat pump water heaters, low-E windows, and solar carports. These improvements have reduced utility bills by 75%. Residents in East Palo Alto, a heavily Latino city with a poverty rate of 16.6%, located minutes from the riches of Silicon Valley, are getting energy-efficient appliances, new lighting, and even solar power. Solar systems for multifamily affordable housing in California can access $100 million in annual rebates over the next 10 years under a new statewide program. California is not alone in seeking energy justice. Some of the 9 New England and Mid-Atlantic states in the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, including New York, are also using cap-and-trade auction proceeds to assist low-income residents and communities. Earthwise is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio.